which is Avimari. All the Ma'asim and Klupei Vav, the Sugya of Birchas HaMazon for Noshim and Ketanim. Two separate Sugyas over here. First, they get to Noshim before Shemishna and Afchof. The Mishnah over there says the Noshim might be potter from Kriyashma and from Tefillin, however, the Chayiv in Tefillah, Mezuzah, and Birchas HaMazon. The Mishnah of the Ma'asim women are Mechayiv. The Mishnah says Pshita, what's the Chiddush? So Rava says that you might think over here that since in the Erev they eat Basar and in the morning you eat Lechem, if it might be like a case of mitzvah says mangrama, k'mashba no, the ma'aser woman amuchuyev. The Gemara's mamshich brings down the Ravina's to Rava, declares if Birchas HaMazon is drabon or deraisa. What's nafkamino? The Gemara speaks out. The case over here can be yitzah somebody else. In the case over here, if it's deraisa, then she can be yitzah other people, the men. But the case of drabon, the ma'aser cannot be yitzah. Brings down a braisa zaraya, a case of isha v'rechas labailo. Might be Tobi Morla Odom, might get a klolo, but Maisa she is Yitzo. Back to Gemara, Bishla, in the case there, I saw, therefore her wife Yitzo husband. The case there, Abonim, how can the wife be Yitzo husband? Gemara says, but let's read the Bryce slowly, there are two cases there. There's another case up there where the Ben is Bevorach to the oven, when the son benches for the father. Now, that's the only case there, Abonim. So, how the world can the son bench for the father? My answer, there must be a case over here where the father or the husband ate less than a shear of Sviya. Sviya's Vachatu is Zavot is Deraisa. However, anything less than that, more than Gzais, is a shear Drabonon. Therefore, this situation, Negeta, Cotton, was costing even the shear Drabonon. For that reason, why a bank of Varachla Aviv, who didn't negate to the Ishla Bailo, in this case Drabonon, therefore Drabonon is Yates Drabonon. Therefore, the Gemara is not pushed the Shaila if women benching Drabonon or Deraisa. What's as far as the Maisa say it should be a case of Drabonon? So either you have Rashi's reason, it's a concern in the Pasuk of Al Eretz Atoiv Asher Nalsam Loch. Maisa's Eretz not given to Noshim. Toshi has a Kasha from Tanim, from Karhanim, Levium. Nefer gives two other reasons. It's either a concern of Rish Chasamtub of Serenu, also the concern of Atoros or Shlim Madatonu. Torah is given to men, the Rish only gave to men. And therefore, that's the reason why it could be a case of Drabonon. The place can, the Taz only brings down Taz's reason, Bris Chassam to Vosereinu, Chassam of Bris and Torah. The Graz only brings down Rashi's reason, the case of Chassam of the Oretz over here. The Beis Yosef and the Magavram or Choshukhan, they bring down both reasons. Have the Lashon of Mishibur, when he brings it down, the Chayodim also, he brings down the Lashon of Rashi, Chassam of Oretz as a Stam, and the Lashon of Taz's Chassam of Bris and Torah as Lashon Yesh Oimim. Sounds like the Iker Baya is go like Rashi, and also Chosh Matoisis. So, Maisa, we have a Tzadovi that should be a case of Drabonon, maybe it's Deraisa. How do we paskin? So, Beis Yosef is very clear that we have three separate options what to go do. We have a Tzadovi here, like Rova seems to understand, it's partial a case of Deraisa. And Bialok has a list of Rishonim over here, a case of Deraisa, the Bahag, the Bhaigoin, the Rif, the Ramban, the Raivit, the Rashbul, the Ritva Ran, and others. A Tzad Hasheni, say Mamshra Keret, basically means down the Beni Yoina that says, on the other way, Avad's only case to Rabbanon, Chesed of Bris and Torah, Chesed in the case of Oretz. Atzad Shlishi, Numus Yishonim say, it's the boy Lifshto. We're left with the case of a Sophic. And therefore, the Rambam has a Sophic, the Balamor, the Ruah, the Rosh, the Beni Ruchim, Rav Yor, the Shlomo, the Rimalil, the Riaz, the Rabbatim, the Rashulchon, case of a Sophic. So you have a list of Yishonim on both sides. Really, three options. The idea of Drabonon is more of a Das Yachid, but Ibodli Ifshita, or the case of a Deraisa, the big Ma'avuch among the Achronim, what to go do. The Maisel Mecham is very clear, he paskins Sophic. Levush says, the grass says, the case over here is we paskin is a Gedder of a Sophic. Now, that means it comes out, Avad L'Chadchilo, a man, when he wants a bench, Isha should not be Yitzo. That's partial Chadchilo, Isha should not bench in the case for a man to listen to a case of Shmei Kaino. Now, if that's so, once we have this insight over here, and we have two different reasons over here of Rashi Taisa, they discuss, what about the Ger? Now, when you say the Ger of a Ger, it doesn't mean that he himself is a Ger. What about 20 generations ago, goes all the way back, the father was a Ger, and goes after the men, and after the women over here, usually goes after the men. It'll come out, depends upon the reasons over here, can the Ger bench with somebody else? That means the Taz says, Chesed of Bris and Torah. Well, like the Malach of Tosfos says in Prima Godim, a Ger, no problem. He has Bris, he has Torah. But according to the Magen Avraham, who brings down Rashi, that says he said over here b'tal eretz, says the Prim Gadam on the Magarom, and Prim Gadam on the Tal says no problem. But Prim Gadam says on the Magarom, b'tal sugya of eretz, eretz Yerusha is from the father, 20 generations back, and all the kids afterwards, the bayam b'tal sugya of Yerusha. It says the Prim Gadam, l'fi the reason of Rashi, a ger l'chor cannot be able to bench for somebody else. Because his whole tarchiv will also not be a deraisa, it's certain eretz, only a case of drabbanim. And Betzim is before Shabban the way of Abbasa, not Payalef. He writes over there, Tzorach Lizor, Shloi Vark, Gerli Yisrael. When Yisrael eats a shear deraisa. Yisrael eats a shear drabbanim, one drabbanim, another drabbanim. Yisrael eats a shear deraisa, a ger, and all the Yisrael Lutasov, the Dara Dais, the Chor cannot bench one for another over here. The Maisa, Lushimanu Dovakizah. No. We'll maybe get to that, but no. Now, Lemaisa, lo shuman dovek hazer. No, we don't ask people before you bench for us, you know, are you a ger? That's not to your father 20 generations ago. So either can say, Lemaisa, taz deraisa, noshin deraisa, ger, not different anyway, it's a sophic, number one. Number two, even tzad deravonu, achalik is rashi and toisvis. On the tzad toisvis, bris and toro, Lemaisa, that bris and toro. Number three, there wasn't, even in rashi shito, come along already, the Magen Yibarim and the Graz, and they had different svaras why it should not make a difference. It says the Magen Yibarim, Lemaisa, a man is shayich to the get of Oretz. Agam, he's not getting the Oretz, but he's in the partial Oretz. Women are not in the partial Oretz. When the Graz is over, Gerim are tofel to Klal Yisrael, they're chilik of Klal Yisrael. So once they're chilik of tofel Klal Yisrael, so they're associated with the definition of the case of Oretz over here. And therefore, it seems to be. That will also be another, in the case where these two drabbanans will be another question. Shall I see that the question? What's the luck of two drabbanans? Let's say it's even one drabbanan and one deraisa. That's the worst case. A man ate his soul ate his sphere, and the ger ate also sphere, but he's only drabbanan.
There's something
here,
which is like a
shame. Shame of an ish, not autumn. Yes. That's the one more tiny. He's a parachiv, just something that does not let be mechuyin in this situation. And what the grass one says, he's a nichel get of a tfeilis. Shami Gwatani Dichl in the Benach Abed of Ramavinu is associated with Ramavinu. Different ways of answering it, which no one, the Prim Gadam points out, should be Machlokes. But Loch Loi Shimon Dovakizah. Yeah, that's the thing. That's the Chiddush over here. Now, the Ikkaret over here is negated the Sugya of Savak Brachas, negated to Noshim. That means we know if a person is a Mesubak, they have to make a Brachanat. So we had the Loch of this man in Simakul Peidalit. And we had also the Simon Reish Chess already last month. The halacha over here is by case of any sub of bracha, depends on the rabbanon or the raiso. All brachas beklolius is a din the rabbanon. Therefore, sub brach, lachal the person can eat. Mashenke in birch samozin, the chalte of a savator, says the machab already, it's a din the raiso. And if you masopik, the halacha is, you have to be machmer, chaiser. Why? The Gemara Beis, that Gemara Beis, the Gemara over there says, by case the Abodah, the Savda Abodah Hakol, the Savda Beis, the Savda Reisa, Luchamra. The question is, Neger to Noshim. Noshim is a shell of their Abodah, or the Reisa. On that side, their Reisa, they have a Chiv to be Chaser. If they're not sure if they benched or not, or they made a mistake in Bechza Mosin, or they're not sure they said, would say Yal V'Yavai, that'll be the next time in Kopei Ches. Not sure they say Yal V'Yavai, didn't drop your Chaser, not. Case of a Sophic. Masha'enkin, if it's Rabbanon, they're not allowed to be Chayzer. Because even it's a Brachel Vatollah, Laisi Hashem Hashav. So you can't be Machman either side. Either she has to be Chayzer, or she's not allowed to be Chayzer. So the question over here is, what's the halacha neger to an Isha, which she's Mesopik, if she benched or benched correctly, does she have to say Birch Samozin or not? So Mishmur has a list of numerous Achredim over here, Gedolei Achredim discussing this question. If you read the Tshuva slowly, they seem to be getting involved with Be'ikah, 10 different sugyas over here. Just to speak out some of the points over here, again, this question could be a chabur b'fayatzmoy, but some points. First, again, we have this yisayit over here, Sof d'abandon is l'kula, Sof d'ayis l'chumra, before shigabara. The question is, basic question, b'klali is, if you must sopik if something's d'abandon or d'ayisah, under what cloud do you put it under? Do you put it on the cloud of d'ayisah, or do you put it on the cloud of d'abandon? Oh, so speaking of the Achorim, they point out, L'chura, you have a case of a Svek Sveko. Why Svek Sveko? On the Tzad that Birch Samozin is Deraisa. Maybe that Hirachim is Deraisa, maybe Noshim have no Chiv over here. Even at Sad, maybe Birch was the Raisa. So maybe women are no Chiyav. Maybe it's only the Rabbanan. With the Raisa, she has no Chiyav. Even Lamaisa can tell me she has a Chiyav. She is the Raisa. But maybe she benched. So in the Tzad Deraisa over here, we have a sex cycle. If Birch Mosin is Deraisa, but maybe women are not part of that Deraisa. Number one, not Deraisa, the women are part of Birch Mosin, but not Tayo. Number two, even if they are Deraisa, women are Mochim Deraisa, maybe she benched. Sex cycle. Aleph. Beis is, but with Rabbanon, Avad she has a Chiyav benching. That's the Mishnah. Under the Rabbanon, we have one suffix. Maybe she benched, maybe she didn't bench. Under the Rabbanon, one suffix is enough. They point out, L'chura mitzada deraisa, we have a sex fecal. Mitzada chiv Rabbanon, we have a suffix. See, either way you want to look upon it, the maestro, one of the rules should be chayz the bench. The if we became an eger, that Mishmu is sending you to, he says this point. It's a good class, no but clothes. Anytime there's a suffix, something to Rabbanon or deraisa, it'll come out, you must have not, you always have a sex fecal. Mitzvah the Raisa of the Sfek Sfek, Mitzvah the Rabboni, have one Sfek over here. Different people, go to Mitzvah this way also, Yadlio, Ben Yishloimo, they want to tell Mitzvah the Sugya Sfek Sfek, the Maisha, she did not be, she did not have to go bench. No Chid B'Chazer. And there are those, the Maisha clearly passed this way, Ar Rabbonon, the Chidol over here, the Kishkon Orach, the Ben Yishchai, Ben Yishloimo, Kav Chaim, and the Poskim was Manenu, the Schoenberg, the Metzino, of Vadi Yosef, they come on beikim mitzad the sugya svek sveko. Atzad hasheni, b'shmum sal b'gidan cholkim. The sugya on brachos achof and beis or chaim hakadosh has appeared recently. Tzion, he disagrees. The adliyo b'shmum b'gidan the shar efrayim, he also wants to disagree. The slach, the mabim borim, the chay odim shol meishim, miskas yakov or chashulchan, also gedol achem disagree. Stay chemed b'shmum zalm says the meister be machmer. So we have gedol achem mikan lekan. The shadow is the maestro, why, what's wrong with the sex cycle? The churat sounds very glad. The eisen over here. On the side of the raiso, maybe she has no chiv. If she has a chiv, maybe she benched. So, if you read the tshuva slowly, they seem to argue the klal b'klalis of the sex cycle, and they're coming from seven different sugyas. Just speak out the sugyas, not going go the back and forth, but the sugyas they just speak out. One is the bialoch himself, when he comes out, and look at the Orchaim HaKadosh in the sugya, he points out, say that benching the maestro is the women have a chiv, the raiso. So since it comes out, we have Habe Rishonim this way, it sounds like he's saying, it's not a svek svek shakel. To have a svek svek, you have to have shakel. It's not shakel over here. Numitach Rishonim say, the chiv, the raiso. We'll call it svek svek l'chumr over here. The maestro, the idea that we need a svek svek or a shakel, that's a shakel play, svek svek in East Lama Gimel, Kla Lama Gimel. We learned the sugya over there. Number one, numerous achrayim disagree. Numerous achrayim, point out numerous rais over there. Numerous achrayim want to disagree on the shach. They want to point out what's the whole entire story of svek svek. The point over here is a sofik 50-50. So now you have another sofik. A gamut might be roi to one side one, and me on the other side, but now you have roi. The Rajma said the whole svek svek is midden roi. The whole idea of the Mishmur is saying over here, that Harbu Yishonim saying the loch over here is a valid Raisa. I said, Harbu Yishonim say Vakert. That's anybody to live Shittah. That's one story over here. A second reason why to be Machmer, look at the Tzlach, look at the Yad Elio. They come and want to say, Kol Tikkun Abonika ain't their Raisa Tikkun. And therefore Chazal said, not to be helped between men and women. Just like men have a get of some Raisa Lachumro, women have the same category like the concept of men over here. Which they point out, where do you get that from? Pashas, they're all clothed by every time we have a suffix, by the Rabbanon, even though it's built upon the Deraisa, as it gets from the whole Kula. A third reason, come on, the Chai Odom, he wants to argue. He says a concept, a pre Chodesh, he quotes, that Iboid Le'ifshita is not Nichon the get of a suffix. Iboid Le'ifshita is not Nichon the get of a suffix. When the Chabur Lund closed 6 seconds, Tim Kofiud, we cleared this question, and there was a person Shlomo over there that speaks out, and most Achodim disagree. They point out, Minchazak to Shlom, he says, no, it's not true. Vakert, anytime there's a boy that's in the Gemara, it's even a better Suffolk. That's a good Suffolk. Gemara itself says we left this Suffolk. That should still be a case of a Svek Svek over here. But that's his title. Vishwur sends you to a Shire Ephraim. What's his title? He says, it's not Svek Svek, Mishapech. You know this in Ksubas, Daf Tess. Shafik Jam and Klali Svek Svek over there in Klal Tezvav, they have to say both ways. What's the backwards way of saying it? You say Imtim Suleiman Lamaisha should not bench. Now what? There may be, there's no way of switching it around over here. Then she has a Chiv Rei Dirabonon. That means to say one way it works. On the Tzadir Aisa, maybe she has no Chiv. And even she had, even she does have a Chiv Al Tzadir Aisa, maybe she didn't bench. That's one way. But the other way, maybe she didn't bench. And if she did bench, then what? If she did bench, she has a Chiv right now. Dirabonon, she has a Chiv. So it's not Mesapech.
You have to first start and see if there is a Chiv.
So come along, Shimon. Yes, Michal, right, from the middle over here. Look, Chloe Svek Sveko. He kind of read the Shach over there. The Shach says the Chloe Svek Sveko. In the idea of Misapech, he had first Klev Yevachiv. It is Nichol in the concept of being Misapech. We do not need the Klev Misapech. If you have first Klev Yevachiv or not, that's the setup of the Svek Sveko. We don't need the idea of Misapech. That means Mishmuz quoting the Shah Ephraim, Shah Ephraim is the against the Shach.
What do you have to see?
Yeah, first you have to declare first the Chloe before you get involved with if she did the Matzah of the Chiv. That's what Shach says. Shulchan Aruch says again. Oh no! But not. Most of the time, the rabbi can't. Kol tikkun avodah ke'in derech tikkun only the chumah, not the kula. A fifth reason to come on the primogram is the period of the sugya. The Rosh Yosef, he comes on once a taina. It's svek sveko that be'etzem is b'shem echad. Shem when it's chadu ken moksu b'tzartes. The Shach's klal in the klal tesvav. If the shame is chadu, and since lemaisa, this case over here, it's all the same question: chiyah benching, not chiyah benching. That's the question over here. It's really one concept, one topic over here. Also, if you look closely, it sounds like it's not fit into the column over there. The Shach points out: anytime there's an afkamina between the sveikis, you can't say two different sveikis over here. A sixth reason why King Machm over here to Mechal says not sveik sveiko, come on the Shalom Eishiv, he wants a taino. That the klal svek svek is only when there's no cheskes iser. Here she has a cheskes chiyuv. She has to go bench. So Rebbe Akiva Eiger over here, he has this problem. Discussed this problem. The chur she has a cheskes benching. Cheskes chiyuv go bench. The svek svekas and the shach klal svek sveker does not work against the case of a cheskes iser. So Rebbe Akiva Eiger and others point out yishal chalik. Cheskes iser and cheskes chiyuv. Who said the same thing? Cheskes iser, the piece in front of you is on the chetzes shiboy. Cheskes chiyuv doing a mitzvah is on the gav of the person shaboy. Who says that nubas achonim mechab to the case of a cheskes of doing a mitzvah versus a cheskes iser? That's aleph. The idea of the whole idea of svek svek versus cheskes iser will be machmer and beside the cheskes iser, we know already the shach argues the prichodosh. That's machlokes in the sugya in Erevin. Machlokes in Amoraim in the sugya. The apayshim want to pass on the prichodosh against the shach. The seventh reason Shlomo Zalman is an interesting reason over here. So the reason why to not be kal and tell a woman to go bench by case of a sofik, so benching should not be kal b'einel. Benching should not be like, you tell her not to go bench, it's okay. People know, people have a feel that, oh, I don't really have to go bench. And then they seem to be very lax about it, and it might be even kal in the eyes of men also. And therefore, mitzad, that should not be kal the dear benching, we tell women go bench, it comes to sofik, it's big machlokes, what to go do? As I heard numerous people tying over when you tell Isha, Reuben says over, you tell Isha, let's go b'dievet. She says, fine, so I'll go do it. She's like, no, it's b'dievet. I say, yes, I'll go do it. He said, women have a natural click in their head, something good b'dievet means the word l'chatchila. It's a built-in click. I said, Shabbos cannot be recorded. But Maisa, some men are like women, you tell someone to do something b'dievet, they go, yes, that means they can go do it. No, that means b'dievet. I said, yeah, I'll go do it. No, so same thing, you tell women you don't have to go bench, they have a built-in callistic hog over here that's. Yeah, but yeah, but don't do my achrayim. Yes, I won't go do it. Therefore, some men don't do it also. Same man, I'll go over here. Therefore, yes, women bench. Yes, do my achrayim. Yes, say Talmud. Yes. Who says? Shlomo Zalman says this in the letter in the same bracha. That was not a whole rant. That was risking the rest of the mitzvah of Torah. The Maisa, what comes out? We have an interesting Mishnah Berurah, like a double option over here. The Mishnah Berurah Lemaisa comes out, Ein Limchos Biyadoi. Those who Lemaisa come along to go bench, Mokum Safek. Ein Limchos sound like, don't do it, but not going to make a Mokal against those. Maisa the Bialocha, he has a list of Rishonim over there. It says, Loi Hivsit, those who bench, don't worry about it. It sounds like over there, yeah, Kenzai, good, Ula, yeah. It's like a switch of Lashon. Why exactly that happened for, I'm not sure. It's either don't do it, but not make a machal, or yeah, ulai, maybe. But maestro, what you're going to do is very simple. Don't forget. Don't make a mistake. If you lechur, you do make a mistake, you do forget, you have to be chaser, it's a big mavucha, and the best thing is from say over, is to get around the question like all times, the shalom lalocha. And therefore, they should go do is either hear somebody else bench, and mitzvah the sugyo shmeh ka'inai, or what they could do is go eat another gezaisa bread. Once you eat a gezaisa bread, then lalocha is yavadevko bench.
No,
so you mesiach das, you may do until the time of the mitzvah. Obviously, they thought they benched, they did mesiach. They had a hezekadas over here. So you eat another gezaisa, and they bench again. They have to wash, yeah, they have to. They have to wash. Yes.
If they only
have
it's good if they have
sphere, but they have straight or wrong. No, it won't make a difference. The benching, you know. Their own benching. The second sigil here in the Gerta sigil of a cotton. Now, cotton, Avada, the most very clear, is only a dinder apple. Likewise, sugin of Chofa Beis. The best thing, we have two sugin to get to the idea of cotton. We have the Gemara Chofa Beis, it says a ben mevarch l'oviv is only in the case that the oviv is the case of gzayis. Otherwise, how in the world can a cotton be used to the father? Therefore, it must be the case of his gzayis, and therefore the cotton ben mevarch l'oviv. We have a sugya and daf memches by Austin, Shlosha Ochlu. We have a mice over there of Yanai Melech and the Malko. They ate together, they had to go bench, did not know how to go bench. The Yanai wants to bring over the Tamid Chachom and the Abonim to go bench for us. Mice killed them all out. And the big Shimon Shetach over there. Before Birchsa Mosin, Shimon Shetach says, I have to eat something. So Maisa, they gave a Gezayas, he had a Gezayas over there. And it comes out from the Gemara very clearly that all of Shimon Shetach, the bench for them, it has to be that he has to have a Gezayas. Now, the Pashas is, a Melech HaMalka is eating a Sphere. Shimon Shetach ate a Gezayas. He is benching for them. The kasha is, the Gemara Chofa Bey says, therefore, a derabon to Yosef a deraisa, either negate to Noshim one case, or Ketanimus second case, it would not work for derabon to be Yosef a deraisa. Therefore, the price of Chofa Bey is discussing a case of the father ate a kezayis for the wife of the husband, or the son to the kid. Yet, the Gemara Memchesa Bey says, that Shimon Shetach had a kezayis, Pashas the Malka had a case over here of a deraisa, Melcha Malka. So how the world is Rabbanim Yitzhak Deraisa? Stereos of Gemara. That's the kasha Rashi Tais is dealing with. How in the world, before we have Stereos of Gemara is over here. So Be'etzem, to understand what's going on, you have to get involved with another sugya. We know, we came across already twice, we have a sugya in Kuf Samach Zayin, we have a sugya in Reish and Gimel. We get the idea of Birch Sam Mitzvahs and Birch Sam Nenen. There are two different types of mitzvahs out there. There's a Birch Sam Mitzvah, Lulav, Shafer, the Sugi of Arvis, Kol Yisrael, Raven Mazelazer. If you want to pick up a Dalaminim, I can make a bracha for you. Why? Because you have a Chiv, I have a Chiv, Kol Yisrael, Raven Mazelazer, no problem. Masha Enke by Birch Sanedin, you want to pick up an apple and make an ace, you can't talk for whatever reason, can I make a bracha for you? So the loch is only if I'm eating the apple itself, I can. If I'm not eating it, then I cannot make a bracha for you. Why? The Shibur explains the Reish Gimel. Since you have no chiv to go eat the apple, if you want, you don't have to go eat the apple. So there's no chiv over here. So there's no arvis over here. Therefore, I cannot make a bracha for you. The only time I can make a bracha for you is when I'm eating it itself. So again, a birch mitzvah is very simple. Even though I'm not doing the mitzvah, or I already did the mitzvah, I was yotza, I can still be moitzi. Masha'enki by birch hananin, the only way I can moitzi you if I'm doing the mitzvah right now, I'm eating the food right now. What is Birch Samosin? Is Birch Samosin a Birch HaMitzvah or Birch HaNenen? That means we know certain times there is food that can be Birch HaMitzvah. That means you saw already in the Mechaber, Kuf Samach Zayin saying, Kiddush, even though it's Al Bar Pi HaGofen, is a Birch HaMitzvah. Lel HaSeidah, eating matzah is a Birch HaMitzvah, a Gametz food. What is Birch Samosin? Can I bench for somebody when I didn't eat? One time, years ago, at a certain person, I would daven and eat, or bench for this person. You would stand next to me, you couldn't speak, and I mamish daven. So one time I ate lunch, I left, and on the way out, this person came into my house. So he was going to eat again. He was going to eat, have lunch. So I told my wife, you know, make for me also.
I sat down, I washed. Afterwards, I benched again a second time. The question is, did I have to go do that? Can I just let the person eat? Then let me just say Berch Samozin. And the Yoshman tells Sugya of Shmei Ka'inai. What is Berch Samozin? Is Berch Samozin a Sugya over here or Berch Samitzvah? Why should it be Berch Samitzvah? Because once I ate already, I'm a Chiyav. It's not like all foods by Berch Sanen or Berch Rishayna. The case over here is before I ate, don't eat. But once I ate, I have a Chiyav right now. So I have a Chiyav, Nichli get a Berch Samitzvah. Berch Samitzvah, even though Yotza might see. Oh no, Sarkal Saif. My son, what is it? I'm thanking Hashem for the food. Definitely get a Berch Sanen. What is Berch Samozin? That's the basis of the Shaila Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Mem Ches. Now, if you read Tosfos Daf Mem Ches, he's very clear. He writes over there that Berch Samozin is Berch Samitzvah. Once I ate, a avada person has to bench. It's a chiv over here. It's a Berch Samitzvah. So Tosfos, why does Shimon Shadrach have a Gezayis? Only because of Sugo Zimon Shechalnu. Say the word Shechalnu. Otherwise, Shimon Shetach, without having a case of Zimon, he could have benched for Yanai or Malchus or the Malka, the Melch and the Malka, no problem. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos writes, Avada, without eating, he could have benched. The only reason, and he had to, by yeah, how can he drop him? Yetzi Deraisa? No! Only by a cotton you have a problem. There's no Arvis by a cotton. By Isha, there's no Chiv, not by Chiv, not much Enkin, by a Godel, we don't have to go eat. The Sugyan Dav Chof Dav Mem Ches, two separate Sugyans over here. Sugyan Dav Chof Abeis is not a Bar Chiyav, like Noshim Ketanim, on the Tzaz Dabonon. You can't bench with somebody. But once you're a Bar Chiyav, like I'm not Mechuyav right now, the Sugyan Dav Arvis, Kloy Solveig Muzelozer. So why did Shimon Shetach have a case of Gezayas? It's not the Losh of Shechalnu. Twice, it's black and white. The Rosh. If not, it won't work again. That's why it has to be Dabonon. It won't work. It only works as a regular law. Yeah, regular Shemekoi.
And
the Rabbanon
brought the Kandu for the same.
No. That will get to Rashi, but that's we have to answer Rashi, though. But that's what Tosfos says. That's him. Look at the Rosh. He says the same concept. The Locha of Berch Samozin is definitely get a Berch Samitzvah. He asked the question over here of Dabem Ches, what is the case of Gezayis? He points out there is a Yishalmi that says, we have a positive of a chal to a sevot to a rachto. The only way one person be eating another person is through the case of eating. So the chur, the positive is a smach to a almas, a dindir abonon. The reason why the eat a kizayis as a dindir abonon, but be'etzem is a bech sa mitzvah, with the abonon to eat a case of kizayis. That's the Rosh says in Perek Zayin. The Rosh in Perek Beis, a drop different dose of. Be'etzem is a bech sa mitzvah. Except the bech sa mitzvah came through the case of bech sa nenen, came through an act of eating. Therefore, the abonon we say to eat something. But whether you go like the Rosh and Perek Beis or the Rosh and Perek Zayin, they come out like the Maskon like Tosfos. It's a Berch Samitzvah, except different than Tosfos. According to Tosfos, if two people eat, I do not have to go eat for you. I'm sorry, one person eats, the other person did not eat, I can bench for you, Shmei Ka'inai. According to Tosfos, I cannot bench for you. According to Rosh, I cannot bench for you unless I eat a Kizayis, only Midir Abonim. Only Midir Abonim. So it comes out this person who walked into my house. Do I have to eat? According to Tosfos, I do not have to eat. According to the Rosh, I had to eat a case of the Rabbon over here. I had to eat a case of the Rosh, I had to eat a Shia Kizayis over here. The Maiso, come on Rashi and the Bahag, the Sugya brought down by Rashi, and they disagree clearly. They call it the Sugya Berch Sanen the Mamish, and therefore Rashi is a Baya. How do you answer the Sugya Dapim Ches? Tav Chof, the Chor is a Stiro. Could be the Rashi says, the Chalta Vesavot Varach is a Joshua the Rashi the Mamish. Therefore, Rashi has a problem. How do you answer two Gemaras over here? The Chodesh Tiro. That means you have Machlekes. What is Berch Samozin? Is it a case of Berch Samitzvah or Berch Sanen? The Maiso, but Rashi had come along to answer. Okay, we have a Kash and Avchof and Beis. The Gemara over there says you cannot be Yotzi a Drabon to Drabon. Yet Avchof and Ches says you can be Yotzi a case of Sphere over here. So Rashi come along with the Yisoid. It says, his words are, since you Mechuyib Drabon, Mechuyib Bedova Queen and Bey. Since the Mechuyib Drabon is Nichna Geva Yabarchiv over here. So the Loch over here is, he's speaking out very clearly, a cotton. The reason he says over there is different, because a cotton, he says, there's no Chiv Imin Rabbonon. Negate Ektanim, who is the Chiv Chinuch put upon? Says Rashi, and you say the Chinuch, it's on the father, not the cotton. So cotton is not a bar Chiv Chinuch. Therefore, he has no mitzvah, not Chiv Bedover. Masha Enkitam Idik Zeis is Mechuyib Bedover. Adkan Rashi. Now, just to understand what Rashi said over here, Rashi, you have to realize there are three cases. There's an Isha, there's a Koton, and there's a Gzayis, not Memches. Rashi is saying like this, that Memches, a Gzayis, can be used to the Raisa. Why? A Koton is not Machuy B'Dover. Therefore, you cannot bench less than the other person that she drop on him. What about Isha? It's the same line in the Gemara, and the Gemara is very clear, if an Isha to bench her husband, she cannot do that unless her husband is also drop on him. According to Rashi, why? Because she's Mukhiyu B'davar Queen and Bey. It sounds like Rashi partially forgot the next couple words of the Gemara. He's quoting the Gemara, he forgot the Gemara. In fact, we give an egg on the page, the Gulina Shas, Tzarachin, you forgot the case of Isha. In fact, the Tzlach, Ram Banat, you forgot the case of Isha over here. So, the way the Stipe wants to answer in Kilas Yaakov, he wants to say there's two different types of people over here to Mechayev. Someone who's a Barachiev, someone who's a Mechuyev Badover now. A Kotem Be'etzem, he's a man, he is a Barachiev, except as Chesorin and Das, she's not Mechuyev right now. Mechuyev, not Mechuyev right now. And Isha Be'etzem is not a Barachiev. So Shim Ben Shetach, he's a Barachiev, as Mechuyev now Mudrabonim. So Mechuyev Badover Queen and Bey. But let's say you're missing one or the other, you cannot be Yetzer Deraisa. Therefore, it comes out that the Isha or the Koton, when you're missing one or the other, you cannot be Yetzer. When you have both, you can't be Yetzer. That's as you saw it, Bekitzer. But that's what comes out from Rashi. We have Mahalach over here from Rashi that Birchta Mosn is a Birchta Nenin. And over here, when you're Mechuyev Badover, without Bonin, it can be Yetzer case of Deraisa. A fifth Malach had an answer to Gedaf and Ches, Rashi Midyan the Bahag. Back said Echonami that the Melch and the Malch only ate a share, not a sphere. That's less than a sphere. But because they had not a sphere. The father once said that he ate all these other things except for bread and sphere. Why get a Malch and a sugar tzir over here? As far as it comes out, we have a shiloh here. At the end of the day, can someone be yates as somebody else if you did not eat? There are three sheetahs baker. Chesed says, yes, you could bench with somebody. The Rosh says, do you have bonin? You have to eat a gazayas. And Rashi the Bach says, no, deraisa, you have to eat something. You have to have the shear over here. So it comes out, you have the shear sphere. That means, again, you want to bench somebody who's eating a shear sphere, three different shitas. Built upon our sugya. Maisa, how do we pass it? There's a mishabur and simukuf tzadik zayin, sifkon chavdalot. It brings down the shayla, one says, meduyik, in the mechaber, you do not have to eat anything. Maisa brings down the eliyabo, that says, no, let's be chosh, the Rosh shita. Or he calls another Mishan Shito. Now, the Loch is, there are bottles, you have to eat something. There are bottles over here. Fine. You have to have the, I think the Shiri says. But it comes out, we have a fundamental machlik, is what is Birch Samozin? Mishmuel Maisa said to me, Machman, give it the ghetto of Birch, and then there are bottles like the Rosh Shito, not like Rashi. Now, in this figure over here, it comes out, another point from Rashi Taisis. A basic machlokes in the sugya of chinuch. That means the din chinuch first of all is drabbanon or deraisa. So the one that chof and bay says chinuch is din drabbanon. You know the sugya that pays, sugya that chof ches, the sugya in the chakiga. Everyone knows chinuch is drabbanon. Where's the makar for chinuch being drabbanon? Sugya in kedushin naflamet. There kamlum the brings down al pasuk mishlei chinuch the narpi darkoi. If the Rambam or the Mishmu and Simon Shinmem Gimel Arachayim exam Chiyuv Chinuch is as supposed to Chinuch than Arpi Darkor. Din the Rabban. The Rabban in Dvarim Perek Vav it says Chiyala Adas the Chinuch to Rabban. You think a child first 13 years of life not trying to do whatever he wants, then by mitzvah he turned to an angel, also put on Yitzvillan and keep Shabbos and Kashrus and know what to go do. We're Mechanecha, we have a hard time getting them with a 13. What, you think that Minatari is not going to do anything over here? Chiyala Adas. There's a bunch of egeresis by the Chovetz Chaim. He writes down, this portion of Vada Chiyav Chinuch Minatari. He has, I'm being a list of psukim. They died from Levanechel, Levnei Vanechel, Mishnatim Levanechel, Limatim Es Benechem, Vigatel Levincho, Limatim Sapo Azei Bincho, Vikishalcho Bincho, and he goes on, Yoytzim, I'm a list of psukim, the Chiyav Chinuch Levanechel, Dinderaiso. So first, what it means over here, the chinuch to rabbanon or deraisa, chinuch has two aspects to it. There's the aspects of chinuch of teaching the yediyas what to go do. Then there's the chiyuv chinuch, but pile physically what to go do. Well, that's the two chalakim over here. The idea of knowing what to go do, a vader, a child who's 5, 6, 7, we have a chiyuv deraisa, v'yidatem, they should know. V'yigatlo, v'yidchul, v'yishnantim, v'yidach, you have to teach them. That's the vader in deraisa. Chiyuv chinuch of vader is deraisa. Just to pile, to give them an esrog, shayfer, till before the bar mitzvah, those things are chinuch and napi darkoi, that's the get of drabonon. That means the vader idea of Torah is deraisa. Enough in Minatoria, you have to mechanach what to go do. Gela das 13 know what to go do. Avada. The regilis over here, and therefore the Gemara in Sukkah on that base to be margled over there. It's a cut in the Sukkah with the Rashi by Leni and Malko. This is to be margled them. Bechsel Mosin to mechanach them to be margled them. That's the Dirabonim. With this answer, a partial thing. Everyone asks in Gedushin Dafei on the Chavtesum Nalef. The over there brings down a base of the five things a father has to do for the child. Everyone knows the five things, everyone knows Kedushin. What's the first thing a person will think a father has to do for the child? The first thing a person will say, chinuch. That's the first thing. It does not say chinuch. It says over there, you have to do Mila, and Pindya Ben, and the Surin, and Panosa, and Torah. I actually learned with my kids, obviously, bottom of this 10 days ago, on Shabbos. We learned this came over there, that we have to do these five things. Chinuch is not there, and also maybe swimming. Yeshayim. Where's chinuch? So it comes out, they point out, L'chura, it says Torah. Torah is chinuch. You have to teach them. Just that the abundant aspect of Torah is to do a papayal, chinuch not be dark. That's hand in hand, a part and parcel of the nichol and get of Torah over here is chinuch. That's the same thing. That is the side of Torah. So fine, so we have a sugya over here of chinuch, that's very clear, my sugya is to abundant. Who has the mechanuch on what case? That means there are really three questions. One is our sugyo. That means one thing is the father of the mechanach or the mother of the mechanach. Great question, among the Rishonim. Vishbura Paskin Simon Shinmem Gimel. The father has the mechanach, the yesh omrim the mother. Yesh omrim, but the father certainly has to. That means no one here is sky free. Yesh omrim the mother. Fine, that might be the metzias. But the chiyuv chinuch is certainly on the father. A second question they discuss is on the son or even the daughter. Again, the Mishmur Paskin Shimam Gimel is on the son and the daughter. Mechanach both of them. Third question is, who is the Chiv Chinuch put upon? The father or the child? Who has the Mechanach over here? So over here we see clearly as Machlokes Rashi traces this question. That means, come along Rashi, and says, Shimon Shetach, how in the world can he make a bracha for Yana Melech? He says, he's Mechuyu B'dover. Once we know, but Mechayu Mechuyu B'dover. I, a cotton, cannot do that for the father. The cotton, a bonnet, cannot do for the deraisa. Says Rashi, you know why? Because the kid is not mechuyev. I have this chinuch over here. The chiyuv chinuch, says Rashi, is the father and not the child. The father has a mechanach. Father has to do what he has to go do. The kid does what he has to go do. The chiyuv chinuch is who only on the father. The shaitzim by us brings down that's Ramban Shito. He says Ramban goes like Rashi. Chiyuv chinuch is only on the father. The ritual goes this way, only on the father. Kamu Taisus, he has Kash and Rashi. First of all, he says, Hanuwal can tell me, Mechuy Bedovah, Rabban, it can be Yetzer Dereisa. Void, Toichim to say, the Chiv Chinuch is only on the father, not the child. That's very strange. Avada the Chiv Chinuch is on the child. And the Chinuch point out what Pram Taisus says, Taipler, means not only the child, it means on the child and the father. Avada Taisus means the Chiv Chinuch is on both. That means Rashi saying, the Chiv Chinuch, Rabban, the Ritva is only on the father. Taisus, Taisus Rosh, Taisus Riyah Chosid, said Chiyuv Chinuch is on the father and the child, both of them. Another question is, who do you ask like? Rashi or Taisus? So, the Mitzal B'Chochma is true about this in Chelik Aleph. He says, Rav Yishonim, Pask like Rashi. Rav Paiskim, go like Rashi. The Bia Omer, Kedakari, has a list of Yishonim, Paiskim, Pask like Rashi, Chiyuv Chinuch is only on the father. The Ksav Sofer writes, Rav Yishonim go like Taisus. The Masham says all the Paiskim go like Taisus. So we have everybody saying something, some way.
But like
no, not clear.
Just Katun Chayev.
What Chayev? Who? Who? On who? On what?
Who?
But who? On the father or on the child?
It says Kedei Lechan Chayev. It sounds like both. Katun Chayev. What's Katun Chayev?
You can argue the point. I'm not sure they're clear. No one actually on the list. No one makes Nadas Mechaber. I don't think it's weird. Oh, so, well, we'll get there. We'll get there first. So we have Machlokes Maisel. What to go do? Now you're asking a great question, and the Chor they want to say that's the Yisoid of Rashi. How in the world can Mechayev could go do something? That means I point out that where's the Chiv to listen to the Rabbanim? Who says I have to listen to the Rabbanim? The Gemara Shabbos Nachov Gimel Big Zan Loi Sosser. So my whole Chiv is Asloi Sosser. Children, they have no Chiv Deraisa, so they have no Loi Sosser. Therefore, they bring down Rashi in Nido Nachem Vovam and Aleph. Rashi over there says that since Tanim of La Bakbulim is the new, they have no way to mechaim them. Therefore, how work do you have a chinuch on the child? It's only on the father. If so, it comes out, Mas Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, who chiyuv chinuch on? The father of the child. Therefore, is it true that children don't have to listen? I have kids. No. One of the kids who actually went to the Chabura, Baruch Hashem, Sliach. So when he was a kid, 11, 12, well, we spoke about the Sugya, so I would tell him, no, my son, we paskin, let's be choshen, l'chol apachas, for Taisha Shita, you have to go listen. He's like, Tati, I go like Rashi. Kimli, you mechanech me, you do what you have to do, I'll do what I have to go do. Kimli, Rashi, Ulai. Is that true? Kids don't have to go listen? Does it make sense? My father's listening and my father's listening to this. Okay. The children have to listen. So first of all, father knows best. And of course, it's always worth it and g'day to listen. The Messiah they have and the chinuch they have. And just parents just know. You know, certainly when you turn 80 already, they have a game chayenu. Now, but this question, do you have to listen? So there is an interesting stipend, Yevamos, it's a Malam Aleph. From a Zama Shuvim and Cheshleim about this question over here. They true, maybe it's no Loi Sosser. There's a concept out there called Rotzen Hashem. What does Hashem want? The fact that Shlomo Zalman points out, the Bezin says, your parents can hit you, give you an Einish over here. We know clearly what Hashem wants. He wants the Mechanech that return 13 and know what to go do over here. The fact that, do you have to, don't have to? Yes, why do you have to? Do you have punished for it? Lav Dafka. It's for example. Do you have to buy your wife a present on the birthday? You don't have to, but you better. If you don't, it's wrong. No, everyone knows that. You know, it's kedai. Not just kedai. That's what you have to go do. We know what Kodesh Baruch Hu wrote in this example. Chodin Vassman, Kevichum, Chel Beis, and discusses how in the world could we have any of your abundance on the guy? How could we have any of your abundance before Matan Torah by the Bezin Shem Vaver? How could we have any of your abundance according by the case of a sumo if sumo is part of Malab according to Abhuda? The concept he writes the words Rotzen Hashem. Writes this from Zalman, the concept of Rotzen Hashem. Says from Yaakov Nevsky, the concept of Rotzen Hashem. We know what Hashem wants. That itself is the Mechaim without a clear chiyuv over here. Kain is the concept over here of Mesil Shom being down by Chosid, he has to do Chasidus. Chasidus. He writes Mesil Shom, if Chosid does not do it, he's a Baravarian. It's Chasidus. If you understand a certain Dargo, Danko Chodasairo, you have to go do it. We see the concept of Gedoshim to you. Menuvel B'shus HaTorah. The Ramban. Gedoshim. Come Tommy for no reason. What come Tommy for? The next to Chaim Blin, there used to be a place where they had a funeral home. And they had an awning sticking out. So a lot of people would not walk underneath the awning, Yisrael, because what the example of the Ramban over there, he says a couple of examples of Menuvel B'shus HaTorah. He says to eat so much, touch too much. He says, come Tommy for no reason. So why the world walk underneath the awning? Just go around it. That's Menuv B'Shus HaTorah. Fine. The Ramban. So
you can't say you have to listen to your parents.
No.
You can't say it's a good idea.
No, no. Avada, you have... Again, you cannot... Okay, I have a question. You can... If someone asks you, should I buy my wife a present for her birthday? Oh, you don't have to. You tried that one. No, I've added it. That's just a shame. No, no, this
self explanatory. Fine, but it's a little kid.
He's still married. You bought your wife friends, right? That's all it is. It's Kafka.
He's a little kid, though.
No, again, we're talking about obviously Chanukah, the Dabi Darko, the 5, the 6, 7, 10, 11, 12. We're putting this world to Rosh Hashem. We're putting Shemayim Lev, this Chinosai, to do what Rosh Hashem wants. We're not here. whether it's a chiyuv or not, which club does Hashem want? This is a vada the dark of
Hashem.
Rashi
says,
there's no bark. There's no way to mechayev you. But the fact, it's like when your parents tell you, no, this is what I want you to do, but do whatever you want. Like, right. I want you, but of course I trust you, but this is what I want. Well, what is that? Right, Zaydi? Right. Right. So again, according to Taishas, a chiyuv gomer, why? Mama Shem Chiv job on him. According to Rashi, there's no Chiv I can point to, but that's what to Hashem. So fine, my kids tell me, no, we don't go like that, Malach. But Maisa doesn't watch Hashem. Vadi has to go do it. So Vadi, even on the side of Rashi, the Chiv Chinuch is only the father, not the kid. But that's what to Hashem. That's the whole tachlis. That's what we're here for. Vod Shemayim. Now, I just told you, all the Rishonim say something. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Ma'aseh and Siman Yudalit sounds like he paskins, not like the Ramban, and over here also sounds like the paskins of the Ramban. He only means the Ramban in Derech Agav. Now, they do may build upon this one more step. They discuss by Kotin, is the Kotin a lav bar mitzvah or lav bar einish? Again, the disciple gets involved. This is the disciple of one in Yivomis and Brachas and Anita, three different places. He points out the Mishnah in by Sanhedrin and Sarah Mayra calls him a lav bar einish. The Mishnah Nida calls him a lab by mitzvah. The question is, what is he? A lab by mitzvah, lab by oinish? Just to explain what that means. In Isha, if she takes a lulav on Sukkot, she's a lab by oinish, not responsible, but if she's a bar mitzvah, gets schar for it. A guy who takes a lulav on Sukkot is nothing. It's lab by mitzvah. Right? Everyone says a lulav by a guy is nothing, lab by mitzvah. In Isha, according to Bnei Ashkenaz, is a bar mitzvah, not a bar oinish. What is a cotton? The basic nafkamina that Chernos speak out is they'll lift the even on a cotton. Can you cause him to go do Averis? So, there's one malach, Moshe has numerous truths about this question. He points out, he says, the Chloraya, the Gemara said, Mishich Shabbaterev, last parak in Shabbos, says you're stuck with your money purse on top of you on Shabbos. What to go do with it? He says, either give it to a koi, or behemo, or to a cotton. Dr. Moshe, a cotton. He's doing Averis. You might not get an Oinish for it, he's doing a viral. The Moshe must be the Kotz Lar Bar Mitzvah. There's no mitzvahs over here. It's time to get involved, maybe that's good, my colleagues Rashi and Tosfos over here. If it's a Bar Mitzvah, Lar Bar Oinish. What time is Lar Bar Mitzvah, Mamish? Now, Maisa comes out, we have a Sugya. What's the halacha by a Sofik, by benching? So by an Ish, Avada, Uchazer. By an Isha, is a Mavucha. What about a Kotz? A Kotim saying clearly benching, Kenoch and Api Darkin, what is the Kofim base? They're up on him. So a kid, maybe said, would say he didn't. Softer. Does he go back? Doesn't go back. So, come on, the Kohen would say, Api Svoyo time, he's talking about Lakula. But you have to say, what is the Yisoid of Chinuch? What is Chinuch? Chinuch is right now, your parameters, your club over here. But Chinuch is the Mechanachi, what to do in the future. We don't want children to do mitzvahs right now. We want children in the future to be welcome to do this act over here. The Holy Son of Chinuch is for the future. The kids are going to do it right now and be upset about it, won't do it in the future. That's the antithesis, the opposite of Chinuch. Chinuch is for the future. If so, they point out, the Negeret to benching, come to the Achrena, they point out, Shomazaman, Shagamayer, Kakinevsky, the Geret. We give the Geret like a Godel. Just like by Godel, by a case of a Sophic, by a man, to be Chaiser. Who did by Cotton, also by Sophic, also to be Chaiser. Also the bench will over. Could we mechanach you to be like a gadol? The last point to get a cotton is they discuss our last point, a couple points maybe. But first of all, they get to a cotton. Let's see, sometimes you have a cotton and you bench together with them. So get them to go bench. Now, there are two ways to bench together with them. One's a case where you ate, but not Kidei Sviya, and one time you ate Kidei Sviya. And you want to sing together with them, you want to bench together with them to mark them as Sugi of Chinuch. So the question over here is, let's say, you know, you're benching together with your kid, and they'll also remember, oh, you know what, I'm supposed to bench also myself. You come to Mechanech them, and you didn't realize you're coming to Mechanech them. And you also go bench yourself. You didn't realize there are two aspects over here. Is now you're benching, that you bench with them, is that Chal is a benching? So the Mishibur and Simon Samach speaks out. He says it depends. If you ate a shir, sviya, and you're benching the raisa, we pass him mitzvahs kavona. He cannot tell me like the chayodim want a benching for. I'm benching as chinuch. Therefore, your benching is not a benching. You have to go bench yourself. Masha enkin, if your benching was a kid, and you ate less than shir sviyo, your benching is only diabonon. So maybe you've been kind of benching already. It's machlokes of the Amar Avraham and Mishnah Berurah. If you're paskin, if bench, if mitzvah is kavona by case diabonon. The Amar Avraham paskins diabonon. You are yoytzer al pi radvaz. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, here we have a baya l'chumra. But therefore, Mishnah Berurah speaks out before you bench with a child. He says either have kavon to be yoytzo or kavon prefers not to be yoytzo, because you don't have either way of kavono. You have baya, maybe yoytz together with this cotton over here. Example again about with by Sfiras Omer, when you hear the chazan saying the bracha, a lot of people say Sfiras Drabanan, have mind not to be yoytzo with the chazan by the bracha. Well, they say at least at the beginning of Sfira, have mind not to be, so the whole Sfira, I'm not being going to the Chaz of the Bracha. Otherwise, how can you make your own Bracha? They say also, Hal this morning, when the Chaz says a Bracha, have mind not to be going to. Someone say, Nichol Geder Stam Das over here. But otherwise, we have the get over here, said Mishnah Berurah, it's on the Sfira of by Kotu, when you bench together with them, when you ate less than a Sfira, have mind either not to be going to, or forget to bench together with the Kotu. Now, in this Sfira, they get involved with, on the page on the Mechaber, is what is the Chiyah benching? Is the Chiyah benching the Chalta V'Savota that you are Seveya, that you are satisfied? Or the Chiyah benching is the Chila Shavoy, but it's not that you have a Sviyah. Is the Chila the eating, is the Chiyah benching? Or the Sviyah, the satisfaction, is the Chiyah benching? So come along with the three Nafkimis in this question, two by Kivega on the page over here, one by his grandson, the Ksav Sefer. They speak out the case of here, let's say by Cotton, that's turning by mitzvah tonight. Last time they start the party a little bit early. So what happens? He ate his shir, sviyah, before he became by mitzvah. It comes tonight, he is by mitzvah. Is his benching tonight deraisa or drabon? Meaning, can he bench for the tzibur or bezimun? Can he be yaitz to other people? Is eating, sometimes they come early, they fill themselves up, come to benching, you give the cot to go bench. Give the cot to go bench. Is it drabon or deraisa? One question, says Kivegar. A second question, Kivegar. Let's say, you know what, he's a cotton before his bar mitzvah, he ate a lot. He benched. Comes tonight, he's still full. So his benching was a drabon, and right now he's a sphere of a deraisa. He's a godel. Two sires now. So maybe now he's a chiv to bench all over again, a second time, because now it's deraisa. Because drabon is not part of deraisa. Number three, the way that Ksav Sofer declares it, let's say he ate less than a sviyah, bench doesn't bench. Tonight he eats a gzayas. Oh, now I feel sviyah. I feel full over here. So now he has a get of deraisa, gam the mount, he ate only a gzayas. Three questions again about the lumdus, he studied what is the chiv deraisa benching. The Maisa Kivega is very clear, Zorachian. Not sure, what does he say? Maisa, he sends you to a chai odom. The closet, they get to the sugya of an oinin. But oinin, he's part of the mitzvah, can't bench. Then they do kvura, he's still a surveyor. So he bench in that case. Says the chai odom, and the mishmur paskin kohen in the sivis, the archachayim. Meister, you do bench. I, the meister, you a potter, and now you have only a svi over here, not the achil al shiboy. Says kivegi, yesh lechal karabai. Imagine when you're a godel, but an oinin, you're a bar chiyav. Something that's blocking you. Take away the block, you bench. Mashiach ben Kotan, he's not a bar chiyuv right now. Then we turn to bar mitzvah. What's the level over here? Where's the machayev over here? Is it the deraisa or not?
Is
that what the
stipler said?
Is that with the stipler? That's the Rashi Shita, which is the Chiddush Rashi. Maisa, b'ma vuchah, the Olim seems to go more with the Chazanish. The Chazanish says it doesn't make any sense. Avad the chiyuv is achil l'shavoy. The Chazanish says avad the chiyuv is because he ate. The sheer ichol is mano. Tonight is the chila of sviyah. But we're not mean mechay benching. It's not the sugo. It's not the sviyah. But it's not the chila. But tonight of the sviyah. Gami endo tzorachin. That the ikim wants to go. The ikim mechay is the din of achil over here. Simukul peizayin is the idea of benching different soys. Now first, the correct way to bench, follow the sitter. You should have a sitter. Mishmo said you have more kavan over here. These are true by Moshe. Let's say you have no sitter. You're not going to get a sitter within 72 minutes. So in this man, equal, what to go do? you know, benching by heart, you know, alamichia, what are you going to do? Just say barnafashis, follow up all of this. Basically, being down, Shemesh, being down, say at least barnafashis. Fine, but myself, you should have a sit and say the whole time benching. Now, there is a Bech Samozin Amakutzer. There's a short nusuf of benching over here. That Avada, the Ilam over here, the Tziba says the whole time benching. We don't say this short nusuf over here. There is one cat in Klai Yisrael that seems to go do that. They say Toiv Ma'apik Avona, Harbor Blake Avona. But Lamaisa, the Tziba Ikin does not do that. We say the whole time benching. However, the question is more negated to children. It's very clear among children that seem to be a nusuf over here that maybe they should say. Now, if you want to know what the exact nusuf is, Vizayis HaBracha in the back, he has exact nusuch. Pesach Teshuvah has exact nusuch. They call the same Ha'amokum. However, there are differences. How that's so, not sure. Fine, the Bach has a nusuch over here, but Ma'amok Avram. The difference is exactly what the nusuch is. And there are printed ones they give out in certain places. They have a different nusuch over here. The question is it correct for a child to say this nusuch? That means you read the page, it sounds that way. Ma'amok Avram, we're talking about the Shaar Tzion, and Mishmur come to the Graz. So I've seen Yechidim, where they get their kids to say the small nusach. And I ask them why. They always tell me the same thing. Can you read the Shulchan Aruch? Can you read the Mishmur? That's what it says to go do. So I always tell them, no, that Maisa is not the minute go is the Rav. Every time that has not failed yet, they always go to the Rav. They always come back and say, the Rav says the Maisa is not the minute. Maisa is not the minute. Mr. Kondal, it sounds that way. The Maisa, there's a letter from Zaman wrote to the St. Bracho. And he writes and explains the reason why the minhag is not that way. It gets involved again with the Yisrael of Chinuch Shavuot, that you say this short nusach, you might become the mitzvah, but the correct halacha is to bench with the children slowly. They know first in Gansel, the first bracha, then the first and second bracha, then the third bracha, because Chinuch is not for now. Because if you start teaching the kid the short nusach, they might get older and also say the short nusach, or they might make mistakes and they get older. We don't want a kid to become the mitzvah now, lead to problems in the future. That's not the site. The site is with Mekar B'Yamin. Today we're not even doing this small. We try to over here to help kids out the mice of the future. We want to love Torah over here with Manazeh. And therefore, to go do that, the concept is to make them walk when they get older. The other side of Shlomo, the correct nosach is the whole entire thing, but obviously, when they're too young, you say only the first bracha. Older, you add to it. Get older, you add to it. But that's the site slowly, step by step, and you go to any cheder. Go to any Beis Yaakov, that's what they go do. It's clear when they sing in the Gan or the Kitas, young Kitas, they slowly do it step by step. Sipes of Gimel discussed the Sugo of Oretz, Bris, and Toro. Now, Bris and Toro is Rabon Deraiso. You see clearly from Tosis that it's Nichol Gedem Deraiso. The Bialochim Inan Rishonim say it's a case to Rabonim. The Chandish one say Avad is a case to Rabonim, which Amamokim say it's a case to Deraiso over here. Shell, what it is? The Meister Ramos Bechadish. The Maisa Noshim and Avodim do not say Bris and Torah. They don't say Bris and Torah. The Maisa, we do say Bris and Torah. Our Noshim and Maisa do say it. Now the question is, why say Bris? Why they say Torah? Women do not have a Bris. And no Chiyuv to learn Torah. So you have to answer each one. So first, negate the Torah. So first, Mishmur says, B'klali is Klai Yisrael has Torah, Aleph. And Bezes, women every morning, Mechal Paskins, Sivim Zayin, women have to say Birch to Torah. In fact, the reason, in fact, the Mishibu on the Paiskim, why is that so? It says there'll be a halacha, three reasons why. One, he says, because women say karbonis, right? Every girl says, Pasha Tomin, the Rechim say Tomin. Fine, I'm maybe in the oven. The second reason, he says, because women have to learn the Torah for the lachs to negate to them. True, them no chim to learn Torah for the sake of learning Torah. They have learned Torah to know what they're going to do. Torah, maybe they might so. Torah, maybe they might so. Therefore, Vad, they have Torah, so they do say the Nusach of Torah. Why did they say the Nusach of Bris? So again, either Mishmur makes down to Klai Yisrael, but Klai Yisrael has to get their Bris. Among the Ramas and other Teretz, based on Machlokes of Yerkel Shlokish, is women Gemalt? They have no Miluk, they are Gemalt. They Bethlehem have a Bris. They have no Earl over here. So they have the Milo of Ke'en being a Bris Chesamta of Serenu. Or the way the Beis Yisrael, he brings down, he has the Yisrael over here, Gemalt Kedushin says, Kol Shoy B'lai Isha Shoy B'lai Torah, and B'lai Niku Adam. So without a wife, you're not a mensch. With a wife, now you're guf echad. A husband, a wife, it's not one and two. They are one. They're one person over here. That's true. The Magen Avraham quotes this Beis Yosef, the Medrash Bayis, it says a dochuk. Not dochuk, the Yisoy Chivoy. A dochuk, why is it so? That how in the fact that we're one, that can she put on tefillin for me? she can do blue shayfa for me. What she manu dov kizeh? The concept says there's only a pasha lechelcha. The be'etzim you have one part of the shama, she's the other chitz of the shama, and be'etzim you want the shama. It's not till death do us part. You be'etzim one sugi of you, one side of you. The yavitz says one world is the shama zochah, not shama the keva. Says what do you mean? Says the yavitz. One shama. When you have the shama zochah, it's not, we're celebrating the whole time of shama. Whether she's here yet or didn't come here yet, all the yom doesn't make a difference. We're celebrating together. This is one shama over here. I guess why celebrating on the boy, not the girl? He said, man, one goes outside. That's the first year. The girl called Kvoda Basmel Pnima over here. So it comes along with Vada that we're one Hashem over here. Very important, you said in Yahadus. But the Maisa, we're one entity, one goof. One's the right hand, one's the left hand. We can argue which one's which. The Maisa, we're one entity over here, one Yisrael over here. For this reason, we say the Bris, we say the Sugyot Torah over here. Sif Dalid, the Sugyot of. First one, he says Al-Nisim. I was saying Al-Nisim and Chanukah Purim by Noid Lecha. Now it says over here, if you forget, what are you supposed to go do? You say it in the Rachman. What down say over here? And say in Simon Tofresh Pei Beis. Now, what does it mean to say in the Rachman? Michelle, it depends what city you have. Some say it means after Ali Chasreinu. Some says it means when you say before the name Moshe Mashiach. In the group over there. Michelle, when to go say it? But the two very important points that come out from this Yisrael over here. One is very clear. It says that if you get, and you bench the whole time benching, are you chayzi at bench all over by Chanukah and Purim? The loch is, we're not going to be master. We don't go back. Is that in all cases? Is that all cases? That means, on Purim, by the Purim Suda, a person that gets to say Al-Nisim, is there a chiyuv goyma to say Al-Nisim, and therefore we have Bechazer? Says the Yamshu Shloimo. Says the Taz, says the Shlo, you have a chiyuv goyma to say Al-Nisim, if not, you have to be Bechazer. And this figure, the Ramah is saying it over either by Chanukah and Purim by all the meals except for the Purim Suda, it's in and of itself. I'd say, what? Yeah, all the Purim cases except for the main Suda. At Sada Sheni, El Rabo, the Chayodim, or Choshuv will disagree. They tie the loch is for Gert. Chanukah Purim never have Bechazer. The loch Lamaisa Mishavu Magavum very clear in Tofresh Tzadikei. They write, Yish Oimim, Yish Oimim. Some say you have Bechazer, some say you do not have Bechazer. Therefore, Mishavu Paskins, Sava Brochus Lohokal. What's Nafkamino? A very basic and important Nafkamino. Negate the people in Chutz Laaretz last year, Purim. Negate to us, Yishlaim, next year. Purim is coming out next in Yerushalayim, Erev Shabbos. And the Chutz La'aretz happened last year, Erev Shabbos. There's a concept out there called Paris Mapo Mekadosh. Now, how to go do it is not that simple. B'mavucho, you have to make Kiddush without saying a gofen. You have to make a moitzi without saying a moitzi. You have to wash your hands without saying the brocho. Point, how to go do it is a big mavucho. Should you go do it or not? What are the problems? So again, a lot of strange things, how to go do it. But one of the problems of Chur is Mamash Aro Sugyo. A person, he's put his mop in Kaddish, he eats Friday night, the meal Friday night, comes to bench. Does he say, we'd say, and Al-Nisim? The only say Al-Nisim? The only say, we'd say, what's he going to do? Says the Mishnah Berurah and the Pesach can say, you only say, we'd say, I'll tie to the Sasri. Only say, we'd say. Not say Al-Nisim. If you don't say Al-Nisim, what happens? According to the Mashal, the Taz, the Shlo, what's the Locho? You did not have a Purim Suda. You have a Chiv to be Chayzer. Says the Mogavam, do not do this situation. Do not do Porish Mapa Mekadosh, because then we're going to have to pass it over here to only say what say, and then according to Mashal, you have to Chiv to be Chayzer. Says the Taz, you have to Chiv to be Chayzer. Don't do that. I've asked numerous people, how in the world they do that? And no one came out back with me with a good answer. They came up with two things. They came back with me, either we don't pass like this idea, and we do say we say, and I'll listen on Friday night against most of the Paiskim. It's a Kiddush. How can you go against Mishmu and all the Paiskim types in Sasri? Or they came back and they told me they can have two meals. One can have a meal Friday morning and say I'll listen then to be Yates the Purim Suda. That means they have a Purim Suda without all the Simchas Purim, without the Chavarim, get involved with the Fleishiks, and can even now have a meal in the afternoon because you can have a big meal in the afternoon, Erev Shabbos. How in the world they're doing that, I'm not sure. And then they don't tell everyone in the group, they themselves are doing it. They tell everyone in the Purim Suda to have the meal in the morning. No one's having the meal in the morning. So, Maisel, you want to know why next year, coming up Purim, not to have a Purim Suda with Purim Mapa Mekadosh, If you start like before Chatzos, like the Mishmua says, it's very hard to have 7 hours going to Shabbos. You have to be very talented to drink, and go to 7 hours later. So, Maisi, you follow Locha, you stop before Chatzos, you won't get around the shadow, which the Mishmua says, the Mogamab says, Loiti Ash Mukto, you have a Bayam, so you can only.
So you have
next seven
also.
No, that's not me. But we have not machlokes. We'll get to that also. We'll get to that. We'll get that a different time. Now, another issue that comes out over here is that we know when a person davens, he cannot daven a tefillah shov. Come on, the last parak of brachas. If your wife is pregnant with a girl, you can't say, I like to daven for a boy, or vice versa. Once it's chal, you can't have a tefillah shov. Something happened, you're not sure what happened to your house, not what it says, you can't daven, I hope it didn't happen in my house. Daven whatever happened, should be for the best. Feel the show, the mind says, also. That means you cannot daven for an ace. That's the pasha comes out. It says over here, if you got to say the Rachman, if you got to say Al Nisim, what do you go do? You put it in the Rachmans. You say, went from Loshna Vaido to Loshna Bakosho. What do you say? Rachman, Yaslo Nisim, Kumosh Oso Bayom Mahim. You say, eventually, Iskash Bachu, Fanais, Nisim. Some people forget, the Lahachis forget to say in Hoido, and they put it in the case of the Racham. Nisim, thank you very much for the Nais. I also want the Nais. How in the world can you daven for Nisim? The Gemara is saying, to have a Nais to switch from boy to a girl, things that happened already, not to happen, that's a Nais. You can't do that. So the Shari Tshuva on the page is his question, quoting a Mechoshar. The Maaseh say he has two Tzimtzum over here. One who wants to Mechadish and say that we're asking a Nais on Lonu for the Tzibur. A person nice you can, for the Tibur you can. The second thing he says, very important you saw it, is that the isk a nice bederch hatevo. Chanukah was a nice bederch hatevo. A nice bederch hatevo you can't ask for. Therefore, the Pesukim is discussed when a person is a geisus. Someone has a machla, a terrible machla. Can you daven them to have a refuah shleima? So they bring down the Rechum example of Chanukah says, not allowed to. It's a case of asking for a nice. However, what? That's the case with.
It wasn't a
crisis. It wasn't a crisis. I'm saying, crisis, no. A bullet hole went through his heart. Fine. So, Gindavin, he has 5 minutes to go. She davened him to live. Maisa, the Es, Abiyashiv, and others, they bring down that today, when things happen, people are mamish, otot, and the doctors give a pulp. Also, they miraculously get back to get better. The doctor somehow always blamed on Tevo. Yeah, maybe this chance, maybe that chance, maybe the other chance. And so they want to point out, they can blame so many things on Teva today. Rimamish has a Shari Tshuva here, saying, Pshat to them all, that is for Nais Bederech HaTeva, as long as you blame it on Teva, it cannot be allowed down for it. And therefore, it seems to be in this form, down from the stifler of the Ashiv, that if it's Shaykh Aide Teva, or the doctor will somehow always blame it on Teva, it cannot be. Let's say the bullet did not really hit the exact right place of the heart, when a little bit on the side over here, that's how it seemed to close up by itself, and the heat of the bullet seared up the place over here, it cannot be, can go down for it. Echadami, that's the chiddush over here, obviously I'm over here, that
they are
apikursim, but somehow they define it, and they can blame on Teva. If they are blinded by it, and they can blame upon Teva. So as you said, we can daven things in Nesa De Teva. What's Chanukah? Chanukah is a nice. Yeah, what is Adarech HaTeva? Five people, right, against everybody. Fine. L'maisel, we're starting Chazor now. We're going to have Bechino, Bez Hashem, on next Wednesday. Now, first of all, on Tuesday for the Americans, there's Yontif. They have another chance of Limud Torah. But for the Israelis, also another chance of Limud Torah. There's Yeshiva. The bosses go. And Bez Hashem, we'll have a seam here for the Mishnais, like we have always the Tuesday after Rosh Chodesh. And we'll hopefully have a nice Olim here, whoever is the Israelis to be here, to learn here in the Yeshiva. And the guys who also want to come with their ties on and want to come and learn, they're always invited. Meister, Bez Hashem, the Olim who can't be here will be here. Now, we have 11 Simonim to Chazar on. Meister, you have time. You have Yom Shishi, Yom Shabbos, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. All those days, there's no second Seder, there's no night Seder. No, yeah, you have time. It's 11 Simonim. Again, as I mentioned before, these Simonim, you're not going to learn again. This is it. You have certain times, Shabbos to go over again, it's Vedic to go over again. These Simonim, you want to acquire them for life. Yom Chayenu, your life, is now the time. You have a week of Matan Torah, a week of Kabbalah Satorah. What about a schus to work on things that seem to be a little lacking, client, so the Torah may be the Maiso. Taka, we shall use the opportunity to write. Have a good Yom Tov.
Shayach.